Hello.
Hi, is this Terry?
Who is this?
Terry, it's Lisa Taylor calling you from Elite Weekly Writers. How are you doing today?
Okay, hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was actually calling on the number that ends with 1210. I believe that's your work number, and I couldn't get it.
Yeah, this is my cell. This is fine. This is fine. I gave you the cell number, too.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much for taking out the time to have a word with me. All right. So, Terry, I believe you were facing some issues with the project.
Right. Well, you know, I was promised that for $800 that you guys could get me a Wikipedia article, and unfortunately you aren't able to do that without spending at least another $2,000 and who knows how much more after that. So I really don't have the budget for that. I thought this was a good try, and, you know, you guys really didn't do anything wrong except that you just can't deliver the Wikipedia article for $800 that I was promised, and so I think I'm ready for a refund.
Okay, that makes sense, Terry. I would like to explain a few things to you. First of all, you do understand that we are just the mediators in the middle that are trying to facilitate the page with Wikipedia, right? Wikipedia
is
control of the timeline along with the criteria. Now, Terry, you need to understand that Wikipedia, it's a very complex product, and the criteria, there's no standard criteria for it. Let me just explain that with an example. For example,
Why don't you back up just a second here, because I've been on the Internet from day one. Mm-hmm. I have one of the oldest email addresses in the world. I got my email address in October of 1990.
Wow,
that was before browsers. So we've been through all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very familiar with Wikipedia. You know, so, I mean, the bottom line is, yes, it's very difficult, and that's why I hired you guys. I thought you guys could get us in. But you're unable to, so, you know, I want to pull the plug on the project.
Yes. As I was saying, Terry, I understand that you feel this way. Of course, anyone would. Now, the problem is that we get these requirements from the Wikipedia admin, okay? And the most crucial part in the entire project is the notability or the credibility of the person or individual who's trying to publish the page. Now, when that requirement comes in, it's either that you spend some dollars on having the credibility done. Just give me a quick moment. Sorry about that, Terry. Yeah, so as I was saying, that once the requirement comes in to improve your notability, what happens is that you can either provide us with some already published links of the articles, and the articles need to be informative, basically. They cannot be promotional, okay? Or you can create new articles. Now, when this kind of requirement comes in, we have to be transparent, and we need to inform this to the customer. Of course, it's seems like a bait and switch kind of thing, but then again, we are not in control of the project. Wikipedia is, okay? That being said, I understand and I believe that you do not have any additional articles to provide us with. Is that right?
You guys found everything that you could find, and that's pretty much it. All right.
Okay. So there are no additional articles. Apart from the refund request, I see a third option. That is the admin process. Let me explain how that works. When a customer is stuck at this kind of a critical situation where the notability requirement cannot be met, what we do is that we send an application request to the Wikipedia administration. Since you've come this far, spent some time and a lot of money as well, we believe that once we submit the application request, this is like the one final chance to actually have Wikipedia administration to take a second look at your profile and possibly approve it. Okay, so we will be providing this application request to them. However, since you're not spending any money on this, it takes some time. It's a long process. But there is a 60-50 ratio chance, you can say, that your page might get approved. Now, Terry, I believe that the project is 80% completed. We're just stuck on the submission process due to the lack of notability. Why don't we try the admin process first? And if it doesn't work, I'm going to go ahead and issue you a refund.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. I mean, is there anything more I can do to
there probably isn't really, is there? I mean, I...
Well, if you can provide us with additional links to the articles, that would be great.
Yeah,
if...
I know, which I don't think you found everything.
Right.
Well, that sounds fair enough. If you want to give it one last try, because where I was kind of sitting was, you know, like, well, I guess I'm never going to have a Wikipedia article. Well, at least this way I got, what'd you say, a 60% chance?
Yes, exactly. 60% chance that the profile might get approved. They might reconsider this.
Well, I'll tell you,
if
you can get it in there, I don't mind paying some maintenance, you know, you know, for this and, you know, whatever it takes, because I really do want a Wikipedia article. I just don't have thousands and thousands of dollars to spend. I think if you guys use this angle, you might have better success. And that would be literally, we are one of the oldest computer companies in the country. All right, really. I mean, do you know of any computer companies that have been continuously doing computers and computer networks since 1987, 1988 with our first network?
No, we don't.
We have a lot of historical stuff, and I think if you stress that is why we're notable. Yes, there's not a lot of articles, but you know, just because there's not a lot of articles doesn't mean that we're not notable, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't that kind of what you were saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you kind of went with that angle, you know, that we've been through, you know, I mean, if you want to take some notes here, we started in the 286 era, you know, back in 1987, and here we are, you know, when your computers are in your hand, they're, you know, what, 1,000 times more powerful than what they were when I started selling them for Dominant Systems. You know, it's just really... For us to be a survivor this long, I think is really notable in and of itself.
Yes, absolutely. It's just thank you so much for that, Terry. It's just that they just look at it in a very, you know, literal way. And, of course, you guys have existed for a very long time, and you're one of the oldest firms to provide computers. So, yeah, I think this should work. The second chance is the best way moving forward from here. If that doesn't work in any case, since, you know, there is a 40% margin that they might as well reject it, if it doesn't work, I'm giving you my word on a recorded medium that we'll proceed with a refund straightforward, okay?
Fair enough. Yep. And I tell you what, I wouldn't have done business with you guys if I didn't think you were a reputable firm. You know, I was born in the morning, but it wasn't this morning, you know.
Of course.
And I've seen all kinds of internet scams over my 30 plus years of,
Yes, you know, we existing in this industry, we being in this industry, it is very difficult, Terry. There are so many people trying to scam these customers, and due to that, people actually become skeptical. You know, they don't even trust the people who are actually trying to do the good work for you. So it's a lot more difficult.
It's very difficult to tell who's real and who isn't.
Exactly.
And I'm pretty sure, you know, plus, I mean, I always buy stuff with a credit card so I can always, you know, cancel the charges later if I have to, you know.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I just had to go get a new credit card because I had an $800 charge show up on my card. I have no idea where it came from. It was just a random charge of $800.
What was the name on that?
I don't know right now. Let me see.
Okay. If you can check, I just want to confirm that I hope this wasn't the charge that you paid to us because we use a payment gateway.
Oh, maybe that was. Oh. Well, no, you guys charged me a long time ago on my card, didn't you?
Let me just check. What was your order date? Okay.
Oh, it was, I don't know. It was in March.
Yeah,
sounds right. Let me go up to my PayPal.
Yes.
Is that you guys?
Well, let me see what name is appearing on your credit card statement.
Yeah, I'm going out there right now. I'm going out there right now.
All right, I'll wait.
you know, they hardly give you any information at all on these charges. We have no idea who people are or what. You know, we looked it up. It can't be you guys, I don't think.
Well, we have
a weird name on it.
Well, we have different merchant names. You know, we use different payment agents to facilitate transactions due to a heavier cash flow. And the payment merchants that we use are called MK Affiliate, Codex Lab, and TechTour.
Okay, you know what? I think Codex Labs was it.
Okay.
That rings a bell.
Yes. So can you confirm
well,
the charge?
We had no idea what...
Uh-huh. Yes, he somebody
had no idea what that was.
About that. Exactly.
Yeah, somebody should have said, because I had assumed we had already been charged before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For this. Okay. Well, I tell you what. All right, so I will get a hold of PayPal and tell them to release that. Codex Labs. But, you know, I looked up Codex Labs, and I'm like, there is no CodexLabs.com.
Right.
There's no nothing. I'm like,
right.
These people got to be fake. You know,
I know.
So.
Well, that's just a merchant that we use, a payment agent, and they are like a third-party facilitators, and that is pretty much
I'm surprised that hasn't wrapped back around to you yet.
Because
we put in a fraud thing for it, and I already got my new cards.
Oh, my. Okay.
We have no idea who Codex is.
Right. Then we better hurry, because if we receive a dispute, it's going to be all hell breaking loose on me here. Okay. I'm glad we had a word today, okay? Terry, can you do me a favor?
So.
Can you confirm the name on your credit card statement?
Yes. Oh, you mean my name on the card?
No. I'm asking, can you confirm the merchant name on the credit card statement? If it's any one of these, can you go ahead and talk to your bank or your credit card company to stop with the dispute? Let me have a word with the billing department as well. Tell them that this has been
You email me the list of merchants that it might be under. I think Codex Labs was the one, though. That rings a bell.
Yes. So let me send that over to you, okay? And then you can look into
that. I'll call PayPal right now and get this
stopped. Perfect. Thank you so much, Terry.
And you're going to try to get this through without having all of this other stuff. I'll tell you the other notoriety thing that's sort of related is I personally have one of the oldest email addresses in the world. Because I got my email address at the same time, which is in October of 1990. So my email address is one of the oldest continuously used email addresses in the world as well.
I completely understand that. But Wikipedia does not consider the email addresses. I know. I understand.
I'm just trying to give you ideas that you might be able to use for notoriety purposes, but the longevity thing you would think has got to be enough, because there's so many of these first generation, they're all gone. All my competitors, you know, 30 years ago, they're all gone.
And you managed to survive this too, so that is something commendable, you know.
Well, we had to morph, we had to reinvent ourselves multiple times. We're still reinventing ourselves right now. We're reinventing ourselves into a managed service provider.
Oh, that is nice.
Security solutions. And security solutions. We've been doing security network and computer security stuff since 1995, which is another pioneering thing that we've been doing. So, you know, I think you guys could make a good case just by the longevity of the company and us doing advanced stuff for so long.
I believe so, too.
Okay, Lisa. Is there anything else you need from me?
No, that is pretty much it. I'm going to shoot you an email right after we hang up, along with the confirmation of the admin process and the name of the merchant, so that you can look into that and resolve this problem for me, okay?
Okay, sounds great. And let's hope that you guys are able to do it. And I appreciate the you guys willing to work with me and give me my money back if we can't do this. So.
Of course. All right, I have my fingers crossed here, Terry. Thank you so much for your time.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye now.